Wake up, y'all.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
All right, kids, power up.
You have to power up.
Power it up.
Yes, power up.
All available power has been channeled into the impulse engine.
I have absolute power.
That's a power of love.
And so, by the power vested in me,
time to seize your personal power.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, January 13th. Getting you powered up for a Thirsty Thursday with Casey Donahue tonight.
You better.
You're going to nap, right?
Me?
At some point in time before the show?
Oh, yeah.
Or are you going to just try to power through?
No. Mama's napping.
5 years ago, would you have napped before?
No.
You'd have powered
through. 5 years ago, I would have probably not even slept last night.
Oh, not even last night?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Or I would have maybe slept for like a couple hours. But
that's impressive.
Maybe like 2 hours.
Yeah. But now you're more responsible and realize that your health and your sleep are one of the same.
Yeah, sort of. But like even when I try now to be responsible, I can't sleep for the most part. So really? Okay. I'm just saying I really could not sleep for a very long time.
Yeah, you had problems.
And I would be able, but I'd have the energy still to like just be awake.
Okay.
And I don't know how, I mean, like, literally, it makes no sense to me.
Just that's the way you're built.
Built.
Which is impressive.
Different.
Okay. Well, good morning, Coriel.
Good morning.
Welcome to Casey Donahue Day.
Yeah.
Should be a good time at the Bourbon Theater. Like, doors up at 7. The opening band's on at, like, 8. And then Casey himself will be on after that.
Okay.
Very fun Thursday. Good morning, Husker Nick. How are you?
I'm really stinking good.
Good. You joining us for the Casey Donahue party tonight?
Well, you know that my wife is not feeling well and that I will not be there. So, no, I will not.
Oh, that's right.
Be.
I forgot.
Oh, wait.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, sorry about
but
that.
But, no, I will not. I am sad because I have some buddies that are going that I wish I could go hang out with. But
old Frosty Pants, your BFF can't be there because he's positive for COVID, according to the news.
He's got the vid, too, so...
Damn.
They are saying that the Omicron is 91% less likely to put you in the hospital compared to the Delta.
I suppose there's a silver lining.
Right? If you're going to go after anything, that this the Omicron or the Megatron or whatever they call it is just going to be like a little flu. Knock you down for
alpha,
a pet
Alpha, beta, delta.
Yeah.
Are they? Is that what they're doing? Are they going through just the alphabet?
I guess. I don't know.
The Greek alphabet Greek to come alphabet, up with the different things? Well, either way, it'll be interesting.
All I know is I don't want something to come out that's called, like, the row, because I just think that sounds...
The row?
It just sounds so aggressive.
You want what else sounds really aggressive?
R-H-O. What?
Gen Xers are now old enough to get their own museum.
Huh?
There's a story that came out. There's an exhibition called Growing Up X in Springfield, Illinois.
Now, which age group is that?
The age...
It's like 41 to 55, somewhere in that neighborhood, I think.
Age group.
Oh, yeah, 42 to 57. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm old enough to have my own museum.
You're old enough to have a
actually,
museum.
Actually, it's funny because yesterday I saw this video and it made me think of... Maybe thank you, JP. And okay. I was thinking we could do something fun on the show where people call in and they either... Are you... old enough or not old enough for this? And it's like, because if you think about it, your generation is the last generation before the internet. And like your generation is the last generation where like you had to get into a car with a key and then you started it with a different key.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a thing.
There was
that's a
door
thing?
Key.
Door key.
Yeah,
because
you could leave your
key.
Car running and then you had another key.
One was square. The other one was like oval shaped.
Get out of town.
Not lying.
I'm trying to think of what else it was. But there was like a million different
well, you
things,
should grab that. We should play
really
the age game sometime and see.
It was really kind funny. Because like, it was like, oh my gosh, I did not realize.
What
but
year
yeah,
were you
like,
born, JP?
74. Why? What are you doing now?
I'm just looking at the playlist for the most popular songs in 1974.
Oh, good. Okay.
On Billboard, it was Barbra Streisand's "The Way We Were."
Oh that yeah, my sense. Mom loved that song. She's a huge Streisand fan.
Whoa.
Well, that's some fun stuff to look
cool,
at.
We'll add that to the museum.
All right. Yeah, exactly. Like the number one hits of the time periods.
That's all that plays over the intercom.
It's just those songs. That's fantastic. All right, well, let's get your day going.
Coming up.
next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Jillian met a dude at a work conference and got a date, and now he's not getting back, so we'll check with her and see what we can do at 720. We'll have a round of JP Mex's guest to get you into said Casey Donahue show and some Jet Splash gift cards, too. The results of Would You Rather and more on the way.
Yeah. Wake up.
Morning sound better with country.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Food.
Food.
Food. Food. We all love food and all kinds of crazy stuff that they come up with, like Lay's potato chips, making chips out of potatoes grown in NFL stadium soil.
I saw something about that. What? So, I mean, quite literally, they just grow potatoes in.
Yeah, they're called Lay's Golden Grounds chips. And the tagline is grown in glory. They did it for 29 of the 32 teams.
So they didn't use the dolphin soil.
I would assume Jacksonville was one that was left out.
Okay.
And then I would assume, let's see, who well, the Raiders haven't won in a long time, so I'll put the Raiders in that same area, too.
It was the Browns, Bengals, and Broncos that are out of luck.
Oh, that makes sense for the Broncos.
Yeah, for teams
the
that play.
The Browns, Bengals, and Broncos?
Yeah.
Apparently, if your team starts with a B, you're just screwed.
I guess. For teams that play on turf, they used dirt from somewhere else in the stadium. Then they mixed it with more dirt and grew potatoes in it.
Wow.
And you can win a bag of it at lays.com/goldengrounds.
Nick, so this sounds like something that you want so you could add the potatoes to whatever you're, whatever,
If they had Arrowhead, if they had dirt from Arrowhead, I would definitely eat those.
Go to lays.com/goldengrounds and you could win a bag of your.
Yeah, let's get you signed up, man.
My question is why would you want to do either of the New York teams? That's New Jersey. It's like a landfill.
Yeah. Like a cesspool out there.
Yeah. Like
that's
you're
gross.
Definitely radioactive.
Yeah.
Like you should not want to eat that.
Those potatoes come like already glowing green.
Yeah. Yeah. As you bite into a chip from Detroit, it just says losing. Like as you eat it, you hear that sound.
It's actually just one big light bulb from
the
river.
What's that taste like? Failure.
Failure.
That tastes like, yeah.
Pretty bitter, honestly.
Also for a limited time, General Mills is selling Lucky Charms mixed with Cinnamon Toast Crunch in one box.
Hey, JP, any word on if the Indianapolis Colts won, if you choke on that one?
Ah, very nice.
Because they choked this weekend.
Not bad. Good job, Nick.
No, but if you like Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Lucky Charms, you can get a mid-sized box for $2.50 and a family size for $3.99. It's unclear how long it'll be available.
They're mixed together?
Mixed together.
This sounds interesting. Not good.
Why?
Those are two very competing
flavors.
Whoa. Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Lucky Charms.
I like it. Also, they're going to have a limited edition of Reese's Puffs Bunnies cereal just in time for Easter.
Never had that before.
Reese's Puffs cereal is really good.
Oh.
Is it? Yeah, it's very, very good.
That sounds so
I'm an Apple Jacks guy myself.
Nice.
That's my jam right there.
And then finally, I have because you guys both like spicy stuff.
Oof. Yes.
I have a new food challenge for you.
Oh, boy.
It's called the Diablo Dare Sandwich.
Diablo Dare Sandwich. Okay.
It's at Arby's.
I'm already down.
They claim it's so hot that they give you a free milkshake to go with it.
It's called the Diablo Dare
sandwich. There's a brisket version and a chicken version.
Ooh.
I would do brisket.
And they both have 5 spicy ingredients with spicy seasoning, ghost pepper jack cheese, diced jalapenos, Diablo barbecue sauce made with 4 types of peppers, and a Diablo bun packed with chipotle pepper flakes.
Oh my gosh, that does sound like it would.
That would tear through you.
Yeah, they should just call this a painful poops.
And you get the Diablo diarrhea afterwards.
It's just going to be a painful poop the next morning.
Yeah, this sounds like I'm definitely eating Prilosec for 4 days leading up to that.
To prepare for
after.
It. Mm-hmm. All right, so start your Prilosec on February 1st because
they
come out
regimen.
February 6th. But I think we should have you guys
I would
taste,
do this. Nick,
those.
It sounds like you would too.
Yeah, I'd give it a shot.
It looks, oh God.
I'm sure
it'd
be tasty, but
it looks
I would want
amazing.
The brisket one, that's for sure. Where's this at?
At Arby's.
I do love Arby's. Can I get some curly fries with it?
You can, yeah. They give you a free vanilla milkshake, too, to make sure you don't
I love
die
vanilla milkshakes, and I love curly fries.
Oh, no. I'm looking at a picture of this thing, and this looks like
are they fresh jalapenos or pickled jalapenos?
They look maybe pickled.
Pickled.
See, I like fresh ones. I don't like pickled jalapenos.
Yeah, I think they're pickled.
This is diced jalapenos.
Oh, yeah, because they use the diced ones on the jalapeno little chicken jalapeno. Sliders.
There you go. Jalapeno. Sliders. Jalapeno sliders.
Jalapeno.
Okay. All right, well, so when that comes out February 6th, we'll have to get you both a couple of sandwiches and have you guys taste test them and see.
Oh, that brisket looks good.
How far you can get with it and how much of the milkshake you'll
I want you to try it.
No, my gut will explode.
I know.
Literally, I will die on the radio.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want you to kick the bucket quite yet. Okay. You got a couple of years left.
Thanks. I've got some extra time on my wheels. I'm good.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up, we'll get you the nitty-gritty for Music City with Coriel live on Facebook and new music from one of our favorite new artists.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Gets me in, like, good spirits. I need it.
Kicks 96.9.
Thomas, Rhett, and Lauren discuss more babies, Maddie and Tay's break, Kelsey Ballerini, the Nugget Queen, and new music from Matt Stell.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Good morning. You can watch along on Facebook, KX969. Now, Thomas Rhett and Lauren have welcomed their fourth daughter, as we know, Lily, back in November. And while they do want to add to their family, that probably won't be happening so fast.
Oh, okay.
You probably thought this was going to be about them trying for more kids.
Oh, God,
kids,
yeah. Are they just going to take a breather, or are they going to go for that boy?
No, they are taking a small break. Thomas says that while he and his wife are suffering from a lack of sleep since Lily's arrival, not a whole lot has changed, really. One thing that does make things easier is that their horde of children now are able to help out a little bit. Like, Willa Gray can step in and... She loves to hold Lily, and Aww. Ada James, I think, likes to help give her a bottle and stuff, so I think that's really cute.
Well, and I mean, Willa should be able to get everybody up and get them cereal and milk for cartoons on Saturday morning while mom and dad sleep in.
At like six?
Yeah, six. Yeah.
Five or six?
I did that for my brother.
Oh, my God. That was back when, like,
okay,
you
could
leave people
thinking.
At home, and you lived in caves, and they're totally different.
A latchkey kid.
Caves.
Well,
now kids can get on your TV and buy stuff.
Well, there's that too.
Like, you don't trust me. I got stories.
That's funny. While Thomas and Lauren do want that big family, they're going to take a little small break. It's probably much needed for them. They probably need to coast for a little while, because otherwise they might actually become zombies with no sleep.
Oh, for certain.
So Maddie and Tay were forced to cancel the CMT Next Women of Country Tour All Song No Static, because a pregnant Taylor Kerr, Tay of Maddie and Tay, has been put on bed rest.
Oh.
So now her husband, Josh Kerr, is giving fans an update. It turns out she's been in the hospital for a month now.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor went in for a routine checkup at 24 weeks and was immediately admitted. I don't really know the details. I haven't found any. But as for the baby, her husband says, quote, "Our sweet girl is doing great. She's just a little more excited than she is ready to be in the world. This hasn't been easy, but we're leaning on God and trusting his plan. Thank you for all your thoughts and prayers." So Taylor Kerr of Maddie and Tay is on bed rest, and I hope everything turns out well for them.
Yeah, hopefully.
Now, this one, we might have to play this twice. Okay,
oh
you may just think spell somebody it. Put a spell on you. Do
Ryan.
It again.
It sounds like somebody's playing a record backwards.
Let me
something.
Help you. That's Harry Potter speaking to the basilisk.
Slytherin, yeah.
Okay, that's Kelsey Ballerini on drugs.
Figures.
Saying, "I think I drooled, so they took my mask off." Kelsey Ballerini went under anesthesia and learned like a few things about herself. She, by the way, is totally fine. It was a non-invasive procedure. She says everything is fine, moving on. I'm guessing maybe it was like a throat, like a nodes thing.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
You know, I feel like that's what usually
nodes.
Takes
She's got the nodes.
Takes artists out for that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But got the nodes. Quote, "Today we learned anesthesia makes me drool through my mask. Mistake a blue wire for a ring. Have increased concerns about where clocks are placed. Struggle to bring peace signs into 2022. And above all, want some nuggets." later on, her husband, Morgan Evans, reassured everybody that, like, yes, he is there to wait on her hand and foot. And that includes have the nuggets waiting.
Okay. Nice. That's
Kelsey Ballerini. She's the nugget queen. And she's doing okay.
Good.
How'd she steal your title?
We say that again?
How'd she steal your title?
Yeah,
I've always thought of you as the Nugget Queen.
I'm going to have to give it to her at this point.
Could you like maybe divvy it up? Like you could be the McNugget Queen and she could be the
general
Wendy's Nugget Queen?
Yeah, yeah, I'll be the McNugget Queen and she'll be like the general Nugget Queen for all else.
We'll get the title belts made for both of you.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Tomorrow, just a heads up, there is a concert announcement, which is strange, right? Like a Friday morning. Right. A little different. So we do have that for you tomorrow morning. Make sure you tune in and listen, and make sure you watch us on Twitter and Instagram. Follow there, KZKX969. Like us on Facebook, too, so you don't miss any of the deets.
Yeah, yeah.
We have new music now from Matt Stell. This is following up his two number one singles. This is called Boyfriend Season, or if you're going to like shorten it, it's Boyf, but you know, that's just me. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Corey at 76.9.
Like that dress that I got you, you got on. Keep on flashing that smile in your story. All you want, but it won't change the real one. Let a stranger come fill your cup. The truth can't spill if you bottle it up. So just tell your friends it ain't boyfriend season. And this summer is your brand new star. Tell them everything happens for a reason. So you don't have to own this broken heart. Mix another way. Time you try to close your eyes, but you're gonna find somebody better. Girl, whatever helps you sleep at night. When you're running out of ways to forget me, and the lights and the night just ain't enough. When you're lying wide awake and you give me a drunk call and I don't pick up, just tell your friends it ain't. And this summer is your brand new star. Tell them everything happens for a reason. So you don't have to own this broken heart. Mix another wet lie with another red wine. Tell yourself every time you try to close your eyes that you're gonna find somebody better. Girl, whatever helps you sleep at night. And this summer is your brand new start. Tell them everything happens for a reason. So you don't have to own this broken heart. Mix another white lie with another red wine. Tell yourself every time you try to close your eyes that you're gonna find somebody better. Girl, whatever helps you sleep at night. Whatever helps you sleep at night.
With the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
That's the latest from Matt Stell called Boyfriend Season. Follow-up to his two debut number one hits. So getting you new music first, that's a good way to start your day. What other good things are out there in your world? Share them with us on Facebook or Twitter, KX969, titled Good Things, and we'll get them coming up. It's Kix.
Wake up with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
It's gonna be a good day.
Country mornings are the best.
KX96.9.
I've been waiting on some good news.
What's going good in your world? Let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Just direct message us there, and you can be a part of the show. We'll be glad to get your good thing on at any point in time during this segment. So let us know. What's yours today, Coriel?
Uh-oh. JP.
Uh-oh, no.
Is the thing about the dog yours?
Just do it.
I got another one.
Oh, just
are you
do it.
Sure? Okay.
Just do it. At least our minds are right when it comes to like finding the good things.
I just clocked it. I was like, oh, wait. So the water rescue in Crete is honestly like...
the coolest thing.
Yeah, one of the scariest things to me. I don't know how people put their lives on the line like this for animals, and I'm glad that they do, because I would not be brave enough. But in Crete, there was a dog that was stuck out on the ice in the Big Blue, and Crete Fire and Rescue were very brave by bringing like a line out, and they had an individual come out and help bring the pooch to safety. I even see a comment here on the 10/11 post from Bill Shamer, and Candace said, "This is my nephew Tim's son Brandon." So we'll take it from Candace that this is a man named Brandon being a real hero.
That's awesome, and they got to use their ice suits.
Yeah, it looks fancy pants.
Yeah, no, they get to play around with some really, really cool
gear. I've always
gear.
Wanted to be a hero in this way, but I'm not brave enough, so I'm glad that there are other people out there that can do that. So Shout out to JP's homeland of Crete, Nebraska. I stole it.
That's fine. Husker Nick, what's your good thing?
There's a video that made me laugh so hard, and I got to tell you about it because there's a lot going on with it. So there's a Supercross event in Angel Stadium is the name of the stadium. And there's a woman who's standing up in the stands, and she decides that the best way to show her appreciation for these motocrossers is to take her shirt off expose her bare chest.
Okay.
And another woman gets super angry and starts yelling at her. The woman who exposed her chest said to quit. She starts yelling at her that the woman who was yelling at her is trying to keep women down.
Okay.
And you need to stop. The other woman starts yelling, "There's children." And every time this woman says that you're just holding women down, there's a small boy sitting there who keeps going, "Yeah!" And it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Because it's... He's like, "She's right. Let her keep doing it." You know, and he's like, I don't know. He's probably like in like seventh grade.
Don't hold her back.
Yeah, don't be holding
Can't
people back.
Can't keep her down.
But then they start yelling. So then the lady who is saying there's children switches up to, "Why aren't you wearing a mask?" And it's just the funniest thing. It's such a like...
a cluster.
Conglomeration of just, yes.
Of utter like chaos.
Crazy. All wrapped into one little area, and then some like seventh grader cheering him on, and it's awesome.
He's stirring the pot in the corner.
He completely is. He's just there. He's just there for equal rights, I think, is what that little man is.
Stands for equality.
That's
fantastic. He's like, hey, if she wants to do that, she can.
Let her
do it. That's what he's thinking. But it's really, the video's hilarious. It's almost as funny as the video we talked about yesterday with the rapper up in the stands.
Oh yeah, we'll get to that later.
It's on that level of funny.
Yes,
that's awesome. My good thing is from a bad thing first. So a month after the devastating tornadoes that wrecked havoc in western Kentucky, three families have been given cars.
Oh really?
So there's a group that called the Mayfield Community Foundation, and they've received donations from all over the country and the world. Sufficient enough to buy 10 cars for families that lost their vehicles.
Oh my goodness, that's such a big help.
That's unreal to me that they were able to just get that money together to go buy 10 cars for people.
I'm assuming it's probably for families with like large families.
Yes,
yeah. Because I can't imagine losing a vehicle like that and having, you know,
like Rodney and Bessie Burgess have a bunch of kids, and so they lost their minivan. They lost a minivan and another vehicle that they used to get all their kids to school and whatnot.
Oh, man.
And so they got two brand new cars.
Oh, great.
So it's like, it's just that kind of generosity that pops up in the worst of times.
That's a hard thing to ask for, too.
Yeah, it is.
And homes. Like, it's the few and far between to just gift to somebody. So that's really awesome.
So kudos to the Mayfield Community Foundation. I'm sure there's foundations like that all over the U.S. And I'm just glad that they're...
Yeah, even here in Nebraska.
Glad that they're there to be able to help out people when they need it. That's just a few good things that are in the world today.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way, we'll just see what kind of a rocker you are, or are you behind-the-scenes type of person. We'll get the results of Would You Rather. It's Kix.
Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Start my day off on the right stuff.
Yeah, it makes me get pumped.
Brightens up your day.
Kix 96.9. You can get with this,
or you can get with that. Would you rather be a rock star or manage the band? This is what Coriel presented to us yesterday.
Would you rather be in your favorite band or manage your favorite band, and why?
Yep. Somehow I managed Married to Carrie Underwood and making out with her.
You did manage that somehow.
I angled this thing to slick. My benefit. I know.
Very slick.
It's good. Yep.
Dave commented, says, I want to be the cowbell guy in Whiskey Myers.
Ooh, there you go. That's a good one.
That's a great career right there.
My dad even chimed in.
Oh, your dad is a hoot.
Oh, no.
Storm is perfect.
He says, manage. Here we go, Hootie. It's Hootie. What more of a reason do you need? Big Hootie and the Blowfish.
I can see him as Hootie and the Blowfish's manager. Backstage with a white collared shirt and it's the button down way down here with the gold chain hanging.
It'd have to be a father-daughter duo for that. Because huge fans of Hootie and the Blowfish.
Nice.
Okay. I don't think he could manage all of that on his own.
No, there's no way.
He'd accidentally start fanboying too hard.
He'd live the party life of the manager part, and he'd make you do all the other things.
I'd have to go, Dad, you have to make the decisions now.
He'd be the guy that comes in like, hey, let's book them for millions of dollars. Good to see y'all. And then my daughter Coriel's here to finish.
Right. All right, clean house.
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting because majority of people say manage.
Okay.
Stephanie says manage it. I'm not meant for the spotlight, but I'm organized and I could totally be a behind the scenes manager. Dakota says that as well. She has stage fright, like huge stage fright. So
yeah.
I do too.
You do?
Yeah.
I never would have guessed.
I kind of black out.
You love being up there.
I kind of like black out like Will Ferrell on Old School when I go up on stage.
Yeah.
I enjoy it,
but I do get a little fearful when I go up there.
Coriel, can I specify something for you?
Yes.
Okay. Would you rather be the background manager deal for Nickelback, or the singer who harmonizes with Chad Kroeger of Nickelback when during the songs? So like you'd be behind him and you'd be the one who harmonizes with him when he needs it in his. And he's like, photograph. And
harmonizing. Say, harmonizing.
Yeah. Like, you would live out every dream you have while you're karaoke-ing.
I just need to be on stage with Nickelback.
Yeah.
That's
behind the scenes with Nickelback, it doesn't work for me. I have to be on stage with them.
No, you'd have
to
be on, yeah.
Right.
Yes. You'd be the one in the background. Like,
I mean,
look at
I think
this photograph.
Managing it would be great because you have your little side life and you can do your own thing. But
you could crush that.
I would definitely, yes, absolutely have to be on stage with Nickelback.
Harmonizing.
I've spent years now honing my craft. Like
one of the most hated bands of all time, and you want to be with
them. I would do the exact same role for Creed if I had the opportunity.
See, I think Creed is worse than Nickelback.
They both are terrible, but I would love to do it. I could still sing you every word to every song both bands have, if you're asking.
We should do a Would You Rather, Chad Kroeger or Scott Stapp. I mean, when it comes down to
Let's do that on Twitter.
Okay.
KZKX969.
Hey, JP, would you rather Chad Kroeger or Scott Stapp?
I'd rather hang out with Chad Kroeger. He seems like a good dude.
So you'd rather...
You'd rather Nickelback. Chad Kroeger?
Chad Kroeger.
I'd rather Nickelback on that one.
I bet.
They seem like, well, they're Canadians. They got to be a lot of fun, right?
No.
No?
No.
No, I don't think that's how that goes.
That's not... that's not how
I've never even heard that in my life. Where someone's like, Canada, got to be fun.
Yeah, it has to be fun.
Jim Carrey's from there. Michael J. Fox is from there.
There's a lot
Jim
of people
Carrey's a little
there.
Bit of a nutball.
Alanis Morissette's from there.
Justin Bieber, are you a big Biebs guy?
The guy from Don't F with Cats. The guy kills everybody. He's from
Luca Magnotta.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
So there's a lot. Wow. You have a lot of opera. He's fun.
JP.
He's from Canada.
Got a lot of good good options.
See,
there.
Canada sounds fun.
I bet.
Well, thank you for presenting us with a mildly good Would You Rather.
Oh, yeah, I know. You had to slide the mild in there. That's fine.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. Oh, yeah. No, that's fine.
That's JP's MO.
Next, with JP,
slide that on in there.
Husker Nick.
Coming up, we'll slide in what everybody's talking about today with what's trending. And we'll do our best to help Jillian get another date with Dan and Dump 'em.
Good morning.
morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Waking you up every morning.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Ooh, it's going down.
Right here on Kicks 96.9.
Three.
CDC researchers have confirmed the Delta variant of the coronavirus is still the most deadly strain in the U.S., although it is not the dominant strain, which is now the Omicron.
Right.
In fact, the Omicron is half as likely to cause hospitalization, and when it comes to death, it's 91% less likely when compared to Delta, so significantly less
likely. Well, that's good.
That's some good news there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's number three.
The city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Yeah, we've got a skyscraper-sized asteroid that's making its pass by Earth next week.
We've seen this. Oh. It's called Don't Look Up. It's on Netflix.
I thought this was, you're going to announce that Omaha has a mask mandate now.
Oh, they do, but no.
Is what that, no. That audio was.
Douglas County does have a mask mandate, but no. That's
I it. Thought that's what that audio was for.
No. skyscraper-sized asteroid will pass within 1.2 million miles of Earth and more than 43,000 miles per hour.
Does that go between us and the moon?
Yes.
I think so.
That's what they're saying. This is the closest the asteroid, which is more than twice the height of Empire State Building, will come to Earth over the next 200 years. So this is the last scary one for a little bit.
So we've got global warming for our great-grandkids.
Yep.
And then we've got this asteroid is for our great-great-great-great-grandkids.
Yes.
So when Trump made Space Force, he was thinking about, like, the future generations.
The great-great-great-grandkids.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what that sounds like.
Okay.
That way we have the ability to send folks to the asteroid, put a little saddle on it.
Yeah.
And, ride it off into the other side of the sunset.
We got DART. Now.
Yeah, we got DART now.
That thing will that's the probe they launched to go hit that one asteroid. DART.
Yeah.
DART.
We'll
called.
Just recalculate it
it's
and
like
have
throwing
it...
a dart at an asteroid. I love that that's the name they made of that
right.
thing.
Right. Oh my god.
Because if anybody's ever thrown a dart, good luck hitting what you're aiming at.
Right. That doesn't
like,
give me much
talking about?
Faith at all in what the purpose is.
We are going to get an announcement here in like a few months. They're going to be like, you know when you throw a dart and you miss the entire board and it puts a hole in the wall over here? That's what we just did.
Look, we've actually been playing cricket, but with shrapnel in space.
So don't worry. Dart is here.
So prepare for that.
One!
Some big news yesterday as far as Husker football is concerned.
Ooh.
As the Big Ten announced a revised conference schedule from what we were dealing with ahead of time. Now it's we'll still open the season versus Northwestern in Dublin, Ireland.
Oh, baby. I want to go to that so bad.
I know. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
I was just talking about that yesterday.
I would go
SK.
For 14 days so I could golf at a million different spots.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, it'd be so awesome.
So we'll start there August 27th. Then we're at home against North Dakota, Georgia Southern, and Oklahoma. We get a bye week after that, and then Indiana is our homecoming game. Did they say the only big change really was we're going to Purdue and Wisconsin will be here.
That's good. That's good stuff.
That's a good lineup for everybody?
Yeah, dude. I think it's going to be great. I'm just waiting now for the announcement that my boy Chenander becomes a million-dollar coordinator. That's the next thing we need to hear. I'm rooting for that. That would be awesome.
And for the second straight year, we'll finish against Wisconsin here and then at Iowa on the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So you think that this with this schedule, we could be how good, do you think, Nick?
Good. That's a 7-1 schedule to start. Like, we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of turnover. Nebraska's got a new quarterback, too, but he's experienced. You lost some guys on defense, but you got some good ones coming back.
Right.
Yeah. Got a chance.
And we also got some other good news for Husker basketball. Trey McGowan's is back.
Yeah.
And he'll be available for Friday's game versus Purdue.
Is that a home game or an away
game? It's an away game. He'll be here for the Monday Martin Luther King Jr. Day
bet
game.
Money he doesn't play in that game.
You don't think he'll play Friday? He'll play
home
Monday
game.
Yeah,
I would bet money that it'll be, because it would make sense. Purdue's a really good team. They're tough. It's on the road. He's coming off an injury. Home game would make sense.
Be safer to do
first
home
game back. You know, that kind of thing.
All right, so
friendly
yourself.
Confines of the vault.
Yeah, and tickets available, Huskers.com/tickets, if you want to come see Trey McGowan's season debut.
Will you have tears streaming down your face when you announce him?
No, I'll just be very excited.
He's awesome.
Oh, no, I agree. He's a fantastic player. I'll just be very, very excited to have him back.
Hear that, Trey? He doesn't care enough to cry for you.
Oh,
that's not the case, man.
That's what he just said.
He's not wrong. It's basically what you just said, Trey.
Hear that? Now, you know Trey listens. Big country fan, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm sure. Sure, he and Bryce are just listening every morning.
Yeah, they probably are.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. That's what's trending today.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up, we'll help Jillian get a second date with a guy she met at a work conference. That's Day Number Dump. I'm on the way.
Mix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
That puts us in a great mood.
Yeah, brightens up your day.
Country mornings are the best.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9. Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Jillian would like another date with a guy she met at a work conference. Good morning, Jillian. Would you like to give us a little bit more background on that?
Good morning. Of course. So I thought he was super, super cute, super nice. You know, he kept staring at me at this happy hour event they were having at the conference center.
And I bet you guys looked fancy, kind of.
So not a creepy, not a creepy stare. He was like a cute stare.
No, not a creepy stare at all. It was super. It was very, very flattering. So he came up to me and did one of those, you know, like, haven't we met lines on me?
I haven't heard one of them in forever.
Did people just stop hitting on you? Is that's what's going on, Coriel?
No,
I don't know.
Anywho, so he hits you with the "Haven't we met before?"
Yes, and I laughed way too hard, way harder than I should have.
Were you like, "Yes, in jail"? He's like, "Wait, what?"
Wow.
I know, but I thought it was super cute. So, other than that initial line, overall, he was kind of a shy guy. I really did most of the talking, but he was a great listener.
Okay.
You know, and it was really fun. We had some drinks. I had a session that next morning, so I had to go to bed early. I grabbed his phone and I put my number in it.
That's one way to handle things.
Oh, girl.
There you go.
Especially me being shy.
Power move.
Yeah.
I know.
I like
so,
it.
He texted me the next morning and asked me out, and I was so excited about that.
Okay.
Then that night, we hung out for like 3-4 hours. It was amazing. I really thought everything went great. We had an amazing time. At the end of the date, we hugged. I said, text me later, and he said, okay, but he never did.
Okay.
Never.
He sounds like he's got a bad case of being married already.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, no.
That's what that sounds like.
Well, I guess that could be a possibility.
That's what that sounds like to
me. You didn't clock a ring, though, or anything like that, right?
Nothing, okay. No. I looked. There was nothing weird, nothing that would, you know, catch my eye, obviously, like that.
Right.
We had a great time.
Did you, can I ask that, I'm going to ask this actually, and feel free to answer if you want. Have you maybe met somebody in the past at a work conference, and like, have you done this often? Maybe he,
are you a habitual,
maybe he found out that you've done this before with somebody else?
No, not at all. That's why I was, you know, when he was looking at me during this conference, I was like sort of weirded out, but I mean, he was really cute and I felt comfortable because I was at a work conference, you know, so I
felt at first you're like, all right, dude, get your eyes full. But then you're like, wait, maybe you're just trying to put the moves on me.
What about, your date that you went on, did it end with any hanky panky or anything like that?
No, it was a great, perfect textbook first date. He was such a gentleman. And, you know, like I said, at the end of the date, we, you know, hugged, said our goodbyes, and he just never texted me again.
So are you,
is it possible you guys are going for the same position? And I'm not talking hanky-panky. I mean, like, at work.
I don't believe so. I mean, we're in different departments, so...
Or was he thinking this is a work conference hookup that he was expecting a little bit more out of it?
Oh, wow.
Gosh, I mean, maybe. I mean, I didn't get that impression. He was, like I said, he was really nice, and I didn't get any of that from him. So I just don't know what happened.
Okay. Well.
All right. We can...
I've guessed like a million things. Let's figure this out.
Yeah, we gotta move forward because we'll just keep guessing.
It's gonna be something super obvious.
Nothing.
Like she was picking her nose and eating boogers on the date or something. And she forgot to mention it.
You're not a booger picker.
I hope you can help. I just don't know. Yeah.
Bats in the cave the whole time.
All right. Well,
we got you. Right.
Jillian, we'll call Brian, see if we get him on the phone. Best case scenario, we get him on. It's something simple. We can fix it, and we'll get you a date on us.
Yeah.
Worst case, you at least understand why he's not calling
you
back.
No. Worst case is she gets super embarrassed during this next
one. I know.
That's the worst case,
Jillian. Well, let's hope that's not what happens.
Okay. Thank you.
Next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick show.
What do you think is the problem between Jillian and Brian?
Wildly speculate.
Do that on Facebook or Twitter, KXN69, and preferably in GIF form.
GIF form is the best form.
To be a part of Data Bertopum.
Country mornings are the best.
JP Coriel and Husker Nick. Mornings.
Yeah. In the morning. When you wake up.
On Kix 96.9.
Now the conclusion to Datum or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Hey, if you're just joining us, it's Jillian who wants help getting a hold of Brian. They met at a work conference, had some drinks there, but then she had a session the next day that she had to leave, so she went to bed early. She grabbed his phone and put her number in it. He texted the next morning. They went out, had some beverages, hung out for like 3 hours. She thought everything went great. At the end of the date, so they hugged, and she said, text me later. He said, okay, and never did. Mm. So let's find out from Brian what the problem is.
Hello?
Hi, is this Brian?
Yeah.
Brian, hi, it's JP Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. How's it going, man?
Oh, hey, wait, you guys are the dating people, right?
The dating people? Yes,
in
we
a way,
are.
Labeled now
the dating people.
Nice.
We do a thing called Datum or Dump 'em. Yeah, mm-hmm. And Brian, I mean, luckily enough, it's your turn on the show, man.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Do you happen to have an idea who we might be calling about? Hmm. Have you been ghosting somebody?
There was a girl I met at this work conference. Her name's Jillian.
Calling on behalf of Jillian because she thought you guys had a really good time, not only at the conference, but at the date, and she wanted to know what the issue was. She's asking us to call you.
Yeah, would you be able to expand on that for us, please?
Okay, sure, why not? She's great. We had a nice time. I really liked her. Okay, honestly, it's not that bad. She's very attractive. I mean, I would say she's hot.
cool. Just, that helps.
There's a big turnoff for me is smoking, and she couldn't keep her mouth off this vape pen. It wasn't like once or twice. It was just constantly.
She had a vape pen the entire time.
Yeah, and she couldn't even finish a sentence without sucking on her vape.
Oh, a chronic vapor.
Man, those drive me nuts.
And she was doing it inside, and I mean, I don't know if it was weed or nicotine, and honestly, I don't care if it's not as bad as a cigarette. It's just not something you do, like, in the middle of the date, in the middle of the restaurant, where, like, people could see you. It's just not cool. Like, it's not something you do inside.
I've seen so many people that vape inside. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, well, but it's not just vaping inside. Like, if you're at home, you can vape inside whatever you want.
Right.
But at the restaurant, like, in front of all these other people, it's just... I don't think it's really socially acceptable.
Well, a lot of them have banned it now, honestly, because people were doing it, like...
So much.
So stinking much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I know what you mean. I have some friends. I have some friends that still just suck them babies down, and I'm like, come up for air.
Yeah.
Good gravy.
I don't know. I don't blame you for this being kind of a deal breaker deal thing for you. That doesn't seem, if it's something you don't like, I get that.
Yeah, right. It's like a habit that I don't like to really be around, and so I don't know. Yeah. I just decided that it probably wouldn't work out because I don't want to like change this person. I want them to be whoever they want to be. So.
Okay.
Right.
Well, let's bring Jillian in here. Jillian has been on hold, as you know. Jillian, it's about your vape pen.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm okay. He's making me sound like an evil, terrible person.
Oh,
it's,
really?
It's just CBD. I mean, it's totally not a big deal.
Oh, it's CBD. Nice.
Listen, I get really anxious sometimes in social situations. It helps me relax. You know, I'm sorry. I thought we had a great time. I really liked you. And, you know, I promise, I really, really don't do it all the time. I swear. I've never smoked cigarettes. It's just CBD. And I didn't use it at all, like, during the conference. I just, you know.
You were just stressed out about the date and or being out in public.
Yeah, like, you know, I mean, I thought he was really cute, and I was nervous for the date. And, I don't know, maybe it's like a nervous habit, and I didn't realize how much I was doing it. I just, you know, was really excited to go on a date with him. I thought he was just really cute, and I thought we hit it off.
Your nerves got the best of you.
I know.
It's okay. It sounds like maybe he isn't totally down with the whole vaping thing. But now that you guys have met each other and you got that out of the way, I mean, do you think you'd be able to go without vaping next time? If that's something that he...
If it's a possibility, yeah, to do another
he
date.
He felt was important?
I mean, yeah, I would like to. I would love to go on a, you know, third date, fourth date, fifth date with him. So, I'm definitely willing to realize how much I was doing it, I guess. And I'll leave the vape pen at home.
Brian, hearing this, that's not like it's a constant thing for her. I mean, it's just something that... Yeah. Helps her with anxiety and what are you? What are your thoughts on all of this?
Honestly, like, first of all, Jillian, like, I didn't mean to make you sound like an evil person or anything. I don't think you're evil at all. And I had a great time. And like, wow, I didn't know that it was CBD. Honestly, I have anxiety myself, and I was anxious to meet you. And you know, if I knew that CBD worked for me and would calm me down, I probably would have brought that too. So
yeah, it sounds like you guys should have been sharing the pen.
Yeah, there you go. Puff, puff, pass. Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
I mean,
there you go.
I had a preconceived stigma about it in my head, and I should have just been more open-minded because, honestly, like, that's great if you found something that works for you. And maybe it could work for me.
So it sounds like you're okay with maybe going out again with Jillian.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we can facilitate a date on us for you guys to go out again. Would you be up for that, Jillian?
I mean, yes, of course.
Okay.
All
well,
right,
that was
well,
easy.
We're gonna ship you off to Colorado to have your first
you
date
go.
Be at a dispensary.
Pick something up
see
for Coriel.
Take this up a notch. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
I'm kidding. All right. Let's get him hooked up with dinner.
I appreciate you getting a hold of us, Jillian. And Brian, thanks for taking our call, man.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody.
That was fairly easy. We also got a request from Tina. You know how I label the Datum or Dumpums in the podcast, like the one with?
Yeah.
She says this one needs to be named the one with Puff Puff Pass.
The one with Puff Puff Pass.
Puff Puff Pass.
So, you know what? There's always something new.
Yep. And if you need our help, we're here for you with Denim or Dumpum. Just reach out Facebook or Twitter, KX969, to be on the show.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Well, someone had fun at a hockey game.
It wasn't me, was it you?
No, it wasn't me.
Was it Nick?
I don't think it was Nick.
No.
Talk about it, though. Because when you, I guess you got the skybox to yourself, you can do whatever.
Anything goes.
Wake up.
In the morning.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
when you're feeling it, doesn't matter where you're at.
What, the farts?
No.
Oh.
Ooh.
The romantic moments in life.
Oh, like if there's like a moon out and it's a full moon and you're like, I want to hold your hand.
When the moon
and,
hits
let's
your
eat
eye.
This. Yeah, let's eat this spaghetti.
Kind of, but no.
No.
So if you don't know, it's all over social media now. There's a rapper named Kodak Black. And
yeah,
here's
Kodak Black.
Here's little Kodak.
Anything I say turn to a quote, you go ask Meg Stein.
This is one of his.
Boy, I hope that's an edited song.
Yeah, I really hope so.
It is. It's from from show prep. I'm fine,
okay,
thanks.
Okay.
Okay, you're right. You've never played something not edited on this show.
I learned my lessons.
No, you're right. My bad.
I've learned my lessons.
I should have known better than to question that.
So on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere, there's a video where it looks like Kodak is having some fun with a lady friend in the VIP suite at the Florida Panthers hockey game.
Oh, man. She is booty shaking. And he is
The one video looks
from across the way.
It looks like a public
display
public
of affection.
Boom boom act.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really does.
And are they the only ones in that booth?
No.
There's two other people in there.
They're like security.
Security
guys.
Like.
Yeah, security. That's the perk of the job, I guess.
Guess watching this all go down.
Something.
Well, the other angle released after the one that's further away, where it just looks like, you know, straight up lovey-dovey time.
Yeah,
the other angle comes from...
Is that what that is? Love making?
sure, time. Yeah. It looks like it comes from maybe like a chest camera or something from the security guard in the corner.
Oh, like you get his video
his
footage.
His POV. At least you can tell... that it was just a twerk session.
Twerk session.
You know, she was twerking. She's clothes on, kind of.
But that would be such a crazy environment to get the boogie on. And there's been videos in the past of like fans sitting up in stands at games and like
doing weird stuff.
Not weird, just the
romantic stuff.
Yeah,
no way!
Tango. Oh yeah, dude. There's all sorts of videos of
weird,
sitting on people's laps and all sorts of stuff. But that begs the question, because I feel like everyone has gotten jiggy with it in public before, somewhere in public.
Well,
like Coriel, you're about to make it so I can't sit on a park bench anywhere in Nebraska. Is that
wow? No park benches. That's
public restrooms.
No.
That little inflection.
Not in Nebraska.
No, well, that's not true either. I don't know. What? I don't know. Are you talking about me? Who? Me?
So
yeah,
so
right.
My wife's awake. She's gonna be so mad. She's listening upstairs. So my wife and I used to live in Thomasville Apartments in Omaha, which is known as like the party apartments, and we used to have these giant parties. Where, like, it would be, like, us and then the people below us and, like, the police would fly helicopters over. And, I mean, it was crazy. Well, we would always want to leave the party because there's so many people. There's a golf course right there, and there is a perfectly plush green just off the road. And I will tell you you get bug bites on your tush when you're sitting
on
a green in the middle of the night. But
that would be uncomfortable. Yeah.
That would have been, what is it?
Bug bites on
the
tushy.
Is it the 18th green at the Crete golf course that's right along the street there, Coriel?
I think so.
Yeah. No, that was me. It's fun.
Oh, God. Oh, good gravy. Well, see, okay, but here's the deal, though. These are obviously public places, sure.
Right.
But what happened during the Panthers, or whatever that
was. There was like
the
people
Panthers,
around.
That's what's crazy to me is, I don't know, with people around, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Do you remember, and I wish we could pull the audio, there was a datum, or couples therapy, I think, something, where they did the boom boom at Pinewood Bowl. Behind those trees over
what?
By where the porta potties are.
Yeah.
Like during a show?
Yes. And it was his wife's idea. And then she wants to keep going to shows. This is a couple years ago.
Because she was excited about it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It was fun. Oh, my God.
Well, then we did have a Denimer dump them. It was in a porta potty at a Husker tailgate.
Oh, yeah. That too. I do remember that.
Disgusting.
Oh, Coriel.
No,
you know
see,
Jackson's
but that's what's funny, though, is you'd think I'd be like, okay, whatever. The thought of that makes me want to vomit.
That is weird. That's a weird environment.
In a porta potty.
Just got a message from a friend when I was really, really younger. Subway, 3:30 in the morning. No one else on the train.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant sandwiches and footlongs.
So did I. I was like, oh my God, on a sandwich register.
I was like,
a Subway restaurant. No.
An actual Subway.
It'd be awesome, though, because afterwards you could be like, I need a sandwich.
Right.
You know, you like make a quick sandwich.
Yeah.
A $5 footlong.
Have a Powerade.
I'll show you a 5-hour footlong.
5-hour?
Wow.
Oh, no.
So with that.
Oh, that's so funny.
And you you can direct messages too if you need to stay at
home. No. We're public about it. You can be public about it. Just okay. Post it on there.
You can post something up on socials and
no, I don't know.
The most public places you've been quote unquote romantic.
Oh my gosh. I was in Costa Rica on a random beach with my wife, and let me tell you, there's little bugs in that sand. And it is not,
of course there's bugs in the sand.
It was in the middle of the night, too. And that is just, next day, I got attacked.
Guess what else is in the sand?
Uh-oh, what?
Crabs. Anybody?
Thank you. So,
crabs?
Coriel will post it up on Facebook or Twitter.
This is a dangerous thing here.
KXN 69.
Oh, man.
Your public romantic moments.
Yes.
And we'll bring this back tomorrow.
You don't even have to do full detail.
No, just
please
just
don't do full
place
detail.
Would be fine. Just a place. Like Subway, 3:30 in the morning.
There you go.
And maybe specify Subway train and not Subway restaurant.
Yes, that would be
just
please
clarify. All right. So get that up on Facebook or Twitter, KX969, and you can be a part of the show coming up tomorrow.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way, we'll get you a chance to play JP Makes the Sketch and win your way to see Casey Donahue live tonight at the Bourbon Theater. Brought to you by Nutrition Authority.
Country mornings are the best.
In the morning when you open your eyes.
You're waking up with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning on Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
And it's time to play JP Makes the Sketch. Joining us in the game today is Jaden. Good morning, Jaden.
Morning.
He's with Husker Nick, and Maya is with Coriel. Good morning, Maya.
Good morning.
All right. Today, the top 10 answers are on the board. We are asking you the top things we nag each other about at home.
Oh, God.
So nothing. Looking for the top 10 answers of things you nag each other about at home.
Oh, my lovely wife is perfect. I have no reason to nag her about anything.
Don't think that's completely true. But, right.
I'll tell you said that. What? Okay, not perfect, Jess. Sorry.
We'll let the ladies go first. The top 10 things we nag each other about at home.
What do you think, Maya?
Taking out the trash.
Taking out the trash?
The trash. Trash.
No
not
way.
In the top 10.
That's okay, Maya. It's okay. That was a good guess.
Just one answer.
That's an issue in our house, Jess.
Really? Man. Oh, so this is how this is going to go, huh? Every one of these we name, we're going to be like, my husband doesn't do this. Great. No, I am thinking about what is it my wife gets mad at me about? Such a small list.
Right. Jane, what do you think?
Sure.
I'm going to say dishes.
Dishes, yeah, 100%. Dishes.
Dishes! Yes. Leaving dirty dishes around the house came in at number 6 on this list.
I got a whole grip of them in my back pocket. It'll be all right here, buddy.
All right, back to Maya and Coriel. The top 10 things we nag each other about at home when you're in a relationship.
Maya, I'm thinking laundry.
I was going to say laundry, too.
Let's do it.
Show me laundry. Dirty dishes, dirty clothes on the floor, that is. Dirty clothes on the floor comes in at number 5 on our list. We go back to Jaden and Nick.
Too many back rubs. What do you think of that, buddy? That's probably...
Did they asking for too many back rubs?
No. Right? What do you think, pal? What do you got for one?
Vacuuming.
Yeah, vacuum.
Not vacuuming.
Need vacuuming on there.
Vacuuming! Not in the top 10.
That's impossible.
Back to Maya and Coriel, the top thing, 10 things we nag each other about at home.
Mm. Maya, do you have an idea?
Nothing for that.
What about like just generally cleaning, like dusting?
Dusting.
That's a good one. Yeah.
You want to go generally cleaning or dusting? Which one do you want to use, Coriel?
Which one do you want to use, Maya?
Let's go cleaning.
Cleaning. General cleaning.
Cleaning.
Nailed it.
Number two, not cleaning up after yourself in general.
Yes.
Not cleaning up after yourself.
Gets a point for Maya and Coriel. They've got the lead 2-1. The top 10 things we nag each other about at home. Back to Jaden and Nick.
All right, buddy. What do you you got one? I got some ideas.
I was going to say something with TV, TV shows, or sport watching sports.
Yeah, watching too many sports, not watching what they want to watch, using the controller. The remote control.
Which one do you want to use?
Where do you want to go with, buddy?
Let's go just watching TV.
Yeah, too many sports. Let's do that one. I like that one.
Too many sports on TV? In the top 10. Maybe go back to Coriel and Maya for the win if they get this.
Wow.
Do you have an idea off the top of your head, Maya?
I was going to say the same one that Husker Nick and them said. So, no.
Okay, I'm thinking about, like, leaving lights on or, like, turning...
Ooh, that's a good one. That
leaving lights on and wasting energy and stuff.
Now everybody's like, oh, yeah.
All right, Maya, let's do it.
That seems like an easy one.
Let's do it.
All right. We go to the turning lights off when you leave a room. That is...
Man.
That's... Odd. The number one answer.
Odd. We had a hard time complaining about our wives over here, but Coriel nailed it with Jackson.
So here's the top 10 things people nag each other about at home. Number 10, seeing something on the stairs that needs to go up, but just leaving it there.
Oh, my God. That's... Yes.
Number 9, I thought for sure Husker Nick would get this one. Leaving your shoes lying around.
Oh, yeah.
And at number 9. Number 8, leaving the door open when it's cold out. Number 7, not replacing the toilet paper.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
For sure, that was going to be guessed. Leaving dirty dishes around the house at 6. Dirty clothes on the floor at 5. Having the TV volume up too high.
These are all so accurate.
At number 4. Putting things away in the wrong place. Basically, like, you do the dishes and then they make, like, redo the dishwasher for you.
Yeah.
That's at 3. Not cleaning up after yourself in general at 2. And not turning off lights when you leave a room is number 1. And congrats to Maya and Coriel. They are today's winners.
What wives' website did you go to find this list?
It was a survey that was done.
Oh, Lord. With only women.
No.
He found this at women.com. Yeah. So women.edu.
Congratulations, Maya. You're going to go join us for the KC Donahue show tonight.
All right, good job. Awesome.
Nice job. Jade, thanks for playing. Keep trying, bud. And that's JP Mex's guest.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
Don't forget, Casey Donahue, tickets available at kckx.com to join us for that big party tonight at the Bourbon Theater. If you want to come join the fun, doors at 7, opening band at 8. Casey live with us. It's Kicks.
Wake up, Kicks Mornings, with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks.
I think Betty White would approve of this.
Let me have it.
So there's a 47-year-old guy named Michael. He works as an elementary school music teacher in South Dakota, and he lives with his 73-year-old mom, Irene.
Okay, Irene.
Aww. They sound adorable. Mm-hmm. Well, last Monday night, he made a big pan of brownies before he went to bed. And then Irene woke up the next morning like she does. She's like, oh, I'll take these to the card game at the local senior center. I will be a hero.
That's a wonderful idea.
I can brag about my son Michael and how he made this great batch of brownies for everybody.
Wait.
What's wrong?
This is a grown man who lives with his mom.
Yes. He's 46 and lives with his mom.
Okay, and he made brownies?
Yes, he did. He made special brownies.
So they are special brownies. I was going to say, this makes me think of something from Grandma's Boy or something.
Right. What Irene didn't realize was they were very strong pot brownies. He had just gotten back from a trip to Colorado where he picked up a bunch of THC butter.
But hold on. Yes.
You're Googling THC butter?
No, I've had that.
Oh, you've had it?
I've eaten it before. Ooh. It is.
He cooked half a pound of it into the brownies.
my God. Oh, no, Nana.
Oh, no, Nana. Oh, my God. That's funny.
Oh, no.
So, about 8 p.m., 911 starts getting a bunch of calls. That
I'd love to be the dispatcher.
Hi. We have multiple seniors who say they've been poisoned. Turns out they're just really high.
Well, depending on who it was, they probably needed it.
Yeah.
They probably, some of them probably
glaucoma,
benefited
joints,
from it.
Pain, yeah.
Oh,
I think I'm dying. I can't feel my legs. Well, it's because you had the pop brownies. By the way, recreational marijuana is still illegal in South Dakota. So,
oh no, so
yeah,
that's a double whammy.
When the cops figured out what happened, they showed up at Michael's school the next day, because yes, he's an elementary school music teacher. On top of all of this,
of course he's a music
teacher. They arrested him at school.
No! This poor, honestly, this poor fella.
Right. His mugshot is fantastic, by the way.
The whole thing sucks, because on top of all of that, too, that means he's out his contraband also.
Yeah. No contraband, probably no job, and he'll never be invited back to the senior center again.
Oh, no! This reminds me of the time we had like a block party thing for 4th of July when I was way younger. And I don't really know exactly how this happened, but basically the punches were mixed up.
Mm, yes. Yeah.
So there were a few
trash can punch party.
Well, there were a few of us
youngsters,
very tiny children.
Oh.
Completely soft.
Wow. Oh my God, the things you can do in Unadilla.
It was totally unintentional, but it was
right.
It didn't take long to figure out, because we were starting to act all weird, and then it was like,
oh God. You get Child Protective Services called on
us. You put the wrong bowl in the wrong spot. Dang it.
Wow.
Oh, shucks.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Not as much as it used to rock.
It used to rock a lot more.
Yeah. In fact, this is weird because there's an endless debate over how Rock and Roll Hall of Fame chooses its inductees. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's in Cleveland, Ohio, if you didn't know.
Right.
But so there's a list now, according to Cleveland.com. They dove into the accomplishments of every single person in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and decided that 100 of them don't belong there.
Based on what? Okay, so did the like requirements or like the criteria change?
So what they did, they used an actual system that took into account each artist's appearance on various lists, like Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums of All Time and their 500 Greatest Songs of All Time, as well as a list of the 1,001 albums you must hear before you die, and the Rock Hall's own 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. They also factored in every single number one song that these groups released, and every 10 million albums sold.
Okay.
And just to show you how tough the grading system is, Billy Joel and Green Day barely made the cut.
Barely made the cut?
Barely made the cut. Two of the biggest names in music. And the acts that didn't, well, there's going to be some serious debate. Here's just a sample of the acts that Cleveland.com said should be yanked from the Hall of Fame. Foo Fighters.
Should be yanked from the Hall of Fame.
Should be yanked from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Foo Fighters, no.
The Go-Go's. The Doobie Brothers. Notorious B.I.G. This one's going to make you scream. Well, I'll save this one for last. Def Leppard. Bon Jovi. The Cars.
Def Leppard, Bon Jovi. These are all acts they want to pull.
Right. The Moody Blues. Journey. Chicago. Steve Miller. N.W.A. Stevie Nicks.
Shut it down. Leave Stevie Nicks out of this.
She alone, not good enough to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, according to the criteria they used.
Where do these people live? I just want to talk.
They live in Cleveland, Ohio.
I just want to talk. Give me their home address.
You'll track them down.
Oh,
wow.
My God. That does not... Well, I would say at least half of the names that you said have no business even being considered
being kicked out.
How about
James Taylor?
They want to kick out James Taylor?
Yep. The Jackson 5. ZZ Top.
I'm speechless.
Neil Diamond. Alice Cooper.
What?
Yeah. These all make the cut according to this criteria.
So then who does?
Right. Who should get in?
What the actual heck?
Granted, this is also the place that...
Fun times in Cleveland again.
Still Cleveland.
Come on down to Cleveland Town, everyone. Under construction since 1868. See our river that catches on fire. See the sun almost three times a year. Flats look like a Scooby-Doo ghost town.
Yeah, it's place.
You can't trust this.
So it's just, I think it's just Cleveland being jerks to each other and to everyone else because they have nothing better to do.
I'm going to write a strongly worded letter.
I want to, too.
In defense of Stevie Nicks specifically.
I knew that one would just put you over the top.
That really honestly bothers me.
Okay. I'll put up the list on the Kix Morning Show Facebook page.
Okay.
So you can see and feel
and just
free
be
to
be mad all over again.
Yes. And maybe you'll join us in our write-in campaign to just, I don't know, get rid of Cleveland in general.
How about what you should do is add a name to the list that you think is deserving of removal?
Yeah. You could do that.
Yeah.
Like add what you think should be added.
Who do you actually think should be removed?
And then if you want to say, I think they should be added in, this group should be taken out.
Eye for an eye.
Yeah, exactly.
Take one. Yeah, swap it out.
Wake up.
Sun comes up.
With the Kix Morning Show.
Get on up.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Our one big thing is another big show coming your way tonight. Casey Donahue live. At the Bourbon Theater, our second big show of 2022, and we get Casey back in town, which is gonna be a wild, wild night. So prepare yourself.
A thirsty Thursday.
If you can get out of work early or take a nap under your desk, I would highly recommend that because it's gonna be crazy tonight with Casey on stage. And there's a handful of tickets still available from what I've heard.
Yeah, but it is a pretty packed show already. If you want to go last minute, you got to get those tickets pretty soon. Go to KZKX.com.
Yeah, it's like $25 general admission. You can, if you're under 21, you can still come and play along with us. Just get that big old, what is it, an M or an X that they use?
I don't know.
I just know that they put it on both hands, and I think that's amazingly aggressive.
It is.
You gotta protect yourself.
It's very easy to know that you are not of drinking age. Right. Don't even try it.
Looks like Doors at 7, show at 8, all ages show. Chris Colston from Texas is going to be the opener.
Right.
So he'll be opening up for Casey.
Yay.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. So hopefully you got some tickets. If not, you can still do it at bourbontheater.com. Or our KZKX.com concerts page to get all the tickets to Casey, our second big show
if
of 2022.
Happen to see us too?
Say hi. Hey, yes, please do.
We'd love to say hi to you.
And we'd always love to say hi to people. So we continue to give you the best shows live, and you can win your tickets again online KZKX.com to grab your tickets. So it should be a good time tonight. Thanks for hanging out today. If you missed any of it, you can catch up with JP Makes His Guest, Dan Ever Dump Him, and more on our podcast. Tomorrow it'll be a free fun Friday without a context contest, fake news, redneck review, Jungle John, and more. Have a great day.